This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's causing the weakness in the cattle market?
Well, it's the same old thing as we saw today, Leslie. Our feeder cattle futures closed down the $3 limit for the fifth straight day. There is talk that the CME group might expand limits, but we have yet to hear that take place. We have yet to even see margin requirements increased yet either. Our March feeders have now dropped $23.05 over the past 10 sessions. We did see two-sided trading in our live cattle today, and they closed mostly on the negative side. Box beef on the choice, 41 higher, selects down $1.71 and a movement of 70 lows. The daily cattle kill was very small at 101,000 head. On the close today, December cattle down 255, February down 292. January and March feeders were both down the $3 limit, and February lean hogs down $1.20.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, Santa. I want a Ford Fusion.
All the boys and girls this year have been telling me they all want a Ford vehicle through video chats and chirps and text messages, you name it.
All I want is a new Ford Super Duty.
Ah, it's probably because of the Ford Dream Big sales event going on now at your local Ford dealer. So obviously, these children have visions of cool Ford vehicles dancing in their heads.
Can I please get a Ford Escape?
Oh, I hope that Ford has a much bigger workshop than we do.
It's the Ford Dream Big sales event at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. There's no better time to get big savings on our complete lineup. From the sophisticated Fusion to the innovative Escape to the built Ford Tough F-150, your Oklahoma Ford dealer has you covered. For a limited time, get low financing, special year-end cash back, and low monthly payments. Hurry in now for the best selection of remaining 2014 models while supplies last. For more information, check out oklahomaford.com. Then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
Tom, what's going on within the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, it's kind of the same old thing in a grain market, too. The strength in the wheat futures continued in today's trading session. KC wheat today had its highest trade since early July. Chicago wheat since the mid part of June. We continue to see talk and rumors about Russia curtailing grain exports. That continues to spur the fund buying in the wheat futures, causing them to go higher. Our corn and soybeans also closed positive today after seeing early mixed trading. Other than that, really no fresh news to go along with the upside. March KC wheat up 26¾ today. July KC up 23½. March Chicago wheat up 25¼. March corn and July corn both were up 2¼ cents today. January soybeans, 3½ cents higher. March soybeans were up 4 cents. And March cotton, 87 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.